from the bottom of the stairs.
Actually, we're not talking about the damsels, because there were not so many Nazcas alive during the same time. That was framed here was a kind of a system. Mm-hmm. And that's just you have to control these people who are carrying it. They just control them all with their fear. Look at the positions, the doctors, right? The ones who are carrying out the selections, in fact, they were carrying those people here with a simple gesture like this. Those were well educated people. How they could decide on someone's life or that's so easy like this, and how they could come back to their houses later and play with their own children at their hand. Yes, but on one hand, you may say that these people were brainwashed somehow, but on the other hand, those who work here were the members of the SS, and the members of the SS were the volunteers. Yeah. This was the only way to make a career in the third version of this one, to become a member of a Nazi party in the SS. So in fact, the ones who worked here, they wanted to be the SS. They wanted to be a part of that group. And most of those who work here escaped justice, right? From over 8,000 of the Nazi soldiers working here for all these years, only 1,000 of them got prosecuted after the war. 7,000 of them just vanished, disappeared, and they were not put to justice. So on your right hand side, you can see that was left in the so-called iron chambers and the three steam chambers up there. Those were the special machines in which the Nazis were disinfecting the prisoners' clothing, right? So the building was divided into two equal parts. This was the so-called dirty part. On the other side, there's a clean part. So you see that they were putting those dirty clothes into the machines on this side, and after disinfection, they were taken out from the other side. You know, these two parts were separated from each other to avoid, I would say, that contamination. Unfortunately, most of these inscriptions on the walls were made by the visitors right after the war.
Okay.
You can find the dates on it, like in the 50s or 60s. So, for sure it wasn't made by the prisoners or by the ones who worked here and so on. Yeah, it's a part of the history of Auschwitz, it's a part of the history of this building, for sure. So, you want to continue walking? Original inscription in German, Herr Schneiderraum. So, in English, it can be translated like into the barber's room, or shaving room. Where they were being shaved, right in the school room.
No.
These people naked all together, men and kids, people of different age. There's another original inscription. Untersuchungsraum, sorry for butchering German language. for the transport of those human ashes in the cars like this.
Thank you.